Hello, I'm Patrick Dengler. I am a senior program manager on the Internet Explorer team. I work on scalable vector graphics, and I'm here and excited to tell you that we are feature complete on SVG for Platform Preview 4. Want you to install it, want you to use it, and I'm going to show you some of those features that we have today. To date on the test drive site, we've shown you relatively static SVG, which is historically where it's been in terms of engineering diagrams or graphs. And what you'll see on this screen here is a lot of those static concepts still exist in my application. I have text, I have text on a path, I have shapes and gradients and images. And what I've done is I've brought all those elements together to create a little game where the user can interact with the SVG components. So the game's pretty simple. I can roll the dice, and the timer starts, and a score is calculated based upon the number of frames per second that are rendered, and the number of dice, and a rotation. So what I do is I keep adding dice, or I can remove dice as desired, to build up my score. So the thing that I noticed while I was developing this was that when I was working in other browsers, and I'm going to switch to Firefox here, I noticed that it was very difficult to find the right path by which the same markup worked in every browser. And so I did a lot of heavy lifting to get there, and yet you'll see that in some cases it isn't quite right. I have the text on a path isn't picking up necessarily where it should be positioned. I noticed immediately that my MP3s weren't playing. And then as we've been talking about this to date, that without the graphics acceleration in the browser, the performance seriously degrades. So when I push those dice up and start getting more and more, the experience for the user is not as good as it would be, and the score thus is not as high as it would be either. The other thing I want to give fair warning about is for these browsers that don't support graphics acceleration, and I'm going to switch to Chrome now, I've implemented a low fidelity mode. And the reason for that is that in some of these, delivering the concepts that we have in the graphics can seriously challenge the processor and thus the user experience. Another concept that I want to go over really quickly is we've talked about how SVG is much like a web programming experience in HTML. It's got elements, it works with a DOM, and it works with CSS styling. And I'll kind of talk a little bit more about the how-to in a minute on that. But what I've done here is when I talked about the low fidelity mode, that's actually implemented with one style sheet. And I have a few different style sheets here to completely change the experience in the game. And the fun thing about that is that because of the hardware acceleration that we have, I can roll a large number of dice and change that style and get a great experience for the user. That's the benefits of the hardware accelerated graphics. So let's move into a little bit of the how-to, just to give a little how you can get started. What I did, if you noticed a little bit in the corner here, I've taken some public domain open source existing SVG art. They had two different dice, and I've layered one over the top of another. And if you notice below, this is the typical code you'd write in JavaScript against the DOM, the gets and the set attributes. And essentially what I'll do is I'll, on an interval, switch the visibility attribute of the dice to give it that effect as if it's turning. And then the next effect takes advantage of transform attributes, where if I move it left and right, it changes the translate, or up and down, which is the position. If I move it up only or down only, it'll change the scale, which gives that dynamic appearance. And then as I move it from left to right, it changes the rotate, which gives me, as you can see, the entire experience of rolling the dice. Then the last bit is that class attribute. And essentially, there's a dark side style with the different colors that get swapped out when I set that class. So, call to action. There are interoperability problems in SVG, and we want to work them out. I'm a member of the W3C SVG working group, and we know that as content starts to build, there'll be a need to make sure that the markup works across browsers. So do use the report issue in the platform preview to send us any incompatibilities you might know of, or email the SVG working group. I'll be watching. Thanks much.